This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. One in four voters in Wisconsin cast a ballot Tuesday. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says 26% is the highest turnout for a fall primary election in 60 years. 1.2 million people voted on each of two proposed amendments to the state constitution. Governor Evers says Tuesday's failed referenda show Republicans weren't serious about amending the state constitution to remove his power to allocate federal money.
If they felt that strongly about this thing, this effort, they wouldn't have put it on an August primary. So no, this is a get back at Tony Evers thing.
Evers says he makes no apologies about how he doled out pandemic relief funds. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde is still declining to talk about the extent of his wealth.
I'm not going to get into that question.
And why not?
Why would I?
Hovde's recent financial disclosure says he's worth about $500 million. Democrats say it matters whether Hovde sells his holdings in SunWest Bank.
We need to know what kind of influence that those that have money in that bank are going to ultimately have over the decisions he makes in the Senate.
State Representative Tip McGuire speaking for the Tammy Baldwin campaign. We're learning more about Vice President Harris's campaign stop in Milwaukee Tuesday. Her campaign now says she and running mate Tim Walz will hold a rally at Fiserv Forum. Tuesday is the second day of the Democratic National Convention, 90 minutes down the road in Chicago. Meanwhile, Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance campaigns in Milwaukee tomorrow. A man convicted in a triple murder in the La Crosse area will be sentenced to life in prison. A jury this week convicted Nia Tau for the killings at a quarry outside La Crosse 3 years ago. Prosecutors say Tau and another man killed three people over a debt. Tau faces a mandatory life sentence. Wisconsin wildlife officials are making some changes to the state's elk hunting rules. The Department of Natural Resources Board is turning the elk hunting season into one continuous season between October 15th and December 15th. The plan also states the goal to grow Wisconsin's elk population while at the same time minimizing interactions between elks and humans. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A former Racine County Country Club is making way for a massive industrial project. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports that Ashley Capital is wanting to build a $440 million industrial park at the former South Hills Country Club site in Caledonia. Included are 10 buildings spanning about 220 acres. It's expected to generate 2,000 full-time jobs. Caledonia officials are set to review a development agreement for the industrial park. Home sales were up a little in Racine County and up a lot in Kenosha County. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says Kenosha saw a 13% increase in July year-to-year sales. Racine County had 3.5% growth compared to last July. Demand for homes continues to outpace supply, with the realtors continuing to say that there is a significant long-term danger if there's not new single-family and condominium units being made. Microsoft is still making real estate moves in Racine County. The company this week purchased an additional 70 acres of land in Mount Pleasant for almost $13 million. The latest acquisition brings their total land ownership in the area to over 1,200 acres. The new land is in the current project area, but north of Highway 11. The tech giant's $3 billion data center project is expected to create more than 2,000 construction jobs by year end. Referenda for funding emergency medical services in Kenosha County got mixed results Tuesday night. Randall and Wheatland voters strongly supported increased funding, while Twin Lakes residents narrowly opposed their measure. The Kenosha County Clerk's Office says all results will remain unofficial until the vote canvass on August 20th. A pastry party has been planned in Racine. ONH is celebrating its 75th anniversary September 14th with an event at its Washington Avenue location. The celebration will feature live music, family-friendly activities, and the return of four specialty Kringle flavors, each representing a different generation of the Olson family. All five bakery locations will feature the special flavors. And the DOT says they're shutting down a Racine County bridge. There will be a closure of the Highway 38 bridge over the Root River in Mount Pleasant next week. Drivers are advised to use alternate routes including 31, Spring Street, and Memorial Drive. The closure dates and times may be subject to change based on weather conditions. It's not really a beach day, but you weren't getting in anyway. A beach hazards statement remains in effect through late tonight for Lake Michigan beaches in Racine, Kenosha, and Milwaukee counties. The National Weather Service says we're looking at waves of 4 to 6 feet and hazardous swimming conditions due to the waves and the winds. And today is the first day of school for some Kenosha kids. KUSD starts its year at Frank Elementary with an early start date. The rest of the district schools will commence classes on September 3rd. Racine Unified also starts that same day. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers hold on for the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It went to the ninth inning, but the Brewers able to hold on to a 5-4 victory over the Dodgers last night that snapped a 3-game losing streak for Milwaukee and ended a 5-game winning streak for L.A. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
We competed. That's the Brewers you guys have seen all year. We competed, regardless of who was on the mound. We competed. We bounced back. Every inning we put pressure. Most every inning we tried to put pressure. You know, it made a difference.
NFL Vikings rookie quarterback J.J. McCarthy out for the year after suffering a torn meniscus in his right knee in their preseason game against the Raiders, McCarthy undergoing season-ending surgery. Packers joint practice with the Broncos is tomorrow in Denver. Matt LaFleur warning his players.
If guys need to play in the preseason, get in a fight, you're not going to play. The practices are the times to do your work, and if you don't get your work in, you're going to get it in the game. So that's kind of how we've operated around here for a couple years.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Isn't it annoying when you're trying to make out with someone but your spouse is standing right there? Apparently this was an issue for newlywed Tom Cruise and his co-star Gina Gershon while filming the 1988 movie Cocktail. Gershon appeared on Bravo's Watch What Happens Live and said that Mimi Rogers was always present during her intimate love scenes with Cruise. Sounds like maybe Rogers wished Cruise did not insist on doing his own stunts. Celebrities have weird quirks just like you. Katy Perry recently revealed a bedtime routine she does that involves lint rolling the bottom of her feet during a recent conversation with British Vogue's In the Bag. Immediately following her admission, she says, "Is that weird? We all do weird things, and I just shared mine with the world." Fair enough, Katy. Staying in the spirit of this beat, here's a Schwabba health and beauty tip. Never accidentally use a dustbuster on your uvula. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today, tonight, into tomorrow, and there could be some locally heavy rain, amounts of a half inch or more possible in spots. 75 today, 68 tonight, clearing 81 tomorrow. The weekend, plenty of sunshine with highs near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.